Stelling poll, Boris's conservatives may be disappointing, but Corbyn's Labour are totalitarian monsters. By James Stelling poll on December 10, 2019. A few years back, in the days before it became purely a left-wing propaganda organization, the BBC ran a documentary series called The Nazis, A Warning from History. But who needs that now when we have a much more immediate example of what happens when vicious totalitarian thugs try to take over a relatively civilized liberal polity? I'm talking, of course, about the latest antics of Jeremy Corbyn's hard-left Labour boot boys. Yesterday, Labour orchestrated a characteristically dodgy stunt in which Conservative Health Secretary Matt Hancock was mobbed by a crowd of perhaps 100 Labour activists who'd been taxied in, at Labour's expense, to form a flash protest group at Leeds Hospital. "You are not welcome in this hospital. You're not welcome in this country," declared one of the activists. "Eh? This is a democracy. Who made that rule? And why does it only seem to apply in one political direction?" Can you imagine conservative activists denying even the anti-Semitic, terrorist-supporting, Britain-hating Marxist Jeremy Corbyn the chance to promote his toxic agenda on the campaign trail? You can't, because it would not happen. Labour, of course, denies having paid for the taxi fares of these thugs. But Guido has the texts to prove it. Also, it seems increasingly likely that story about the little boy left to suffer without a bed was another piece of staged, Labour black propaganda. These people have no shame. I'm certainly in no mood to regurgitate Conservative Party propaganda. I've found their vote for us, regardless of how crap you think our policies are. Otherwise you'll get anti-Semitic Marxist Jeremy Corbyn campaign strategy insulting, cynical and disappointing. But I do agree entirely with them that were Jeremy Corbyn's Labour to scrape a victory in this general election, in cahoots with Nicola Sturgeon's equally hard left, authoritarian National Socialists the SNP, it would mark the end of British civilization for the foreseeable future. Part of the problem would be the sheer nastiness of the kind of people it would bring to power. The spoiled, warped, middle-class commie kids at the BBC's favorite go-to Marxist blogging site Novara Media, for example. Well, that's their media image, certainly, affable, fluent, desirous only of the public good. But given a loaded pistol and a flimsy pretext, can you imagine any one of them, come the revolution, skipping an opportunity to take the likes of you and me into the woods and dispatching us with a shot to the back of the head? And those are some of the jollier Corbyn commies I've just named. At least you can imagine the above would probably dispatch you with a friendly sorry about this. No hard feelings. But you've got to understand, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, eh? Corbyn's hatchet-faced Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell, on the other hand, would relish every moment. As, of course, would Corbyn's aide, the similarly sinister Winchester-educated apologist for Stalinism Seumas Milne. You might argue that by speculating frivolously as to which Corbyn commies would take most pleasure from killing us all or sending us to the gulag, I too am making light of just how serious it would be if Corbyn came to power. But dark times call for black humor. Undoubtedly the worst political development in Britain during my lifetime has been the adoption, by supporters of Her Majesty's opposition party, of the kind of tactics most of us had hoped had been consigned to the dustbin of history. Physical threats, anti-Semitism, violent mobs, orchestrated bullying. The two most apposite recent comparisons are the Bolshevik takeover of Russia in 1917, and the Nazi takeover of Germany in the 1930s. Both were minority movements which managed to punch far above their weight with their aggression, their cynicism, their mendacity, their willingness to abuse every structural process for their greater goal of seizing power. When Boris Johnson's Conservatives win, as I hope and expect they will this Thursday, I don't expect many of us who believe in limited government and free markets will have an awful lot to cheer. But we will, at least, have occasion to breathe a huge sigh of relief. The electorate will have stared into the abyss, seen Magic Grandpa staring back at them wearing a cap just like Lenin's, and said to themselves, anything is better than that. And they'll have been right too. Corbyn's Labour are totalitarian monsters. We've spent most of the last century standing up to such evil. Why on earth would we want to let such scumbags in through the back door?